Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and through you ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 5, and the week's topic is Marketing Strategy Overview. Today, our focus is No Loyalty Without Trial, and works with truth number 37 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, friends. Our topic for today is No Loyalty Without Trial. This comes from truth 37 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is There's No Purchase Without Trial. So you've been following this podcast or the book and you're getting excited. Your product or service is available, you're creating awareness, people know that your church or ministry are open, things are starting to be good. What more needs to be done, you ask? Well, my friends, you need trial. Just because you have your services available, just because people are now aware and know what you are offering, that does not mean that they will use it. A critical next step in our discussion for today is the importance of trial. For if someone does not try you and keep trying you, they can never be loyal to you, or importantly, loyal to God. But first, let's start with the Bible verse that we use in the book. And this one is from Psalm 119, verse 44, and it reads, I will keep thy law continually, forever and ever. As this psalm points out, you do not keep God's law once and call it a day. You keep it continually, forever and ever. In the context of marketing, trial and repeat are critical components. You need someone to move from being aware to actually trying your parish, your ministry, your organization. But trying once is not enough. They need to try again and again. It is only then that they can begin to become loyal. So why is trial so important? Trial takes someone from simply hearing about you or learning about you to actually engaging with you. For a product on the shelf, someone needs to actually reach for the product, take it off the shelf, put it in their cart, and purchase it. Then they take it home and they try it or they use it. And now all of the marketing comes to the forefront. What was your brand promise? If we turn to an example, let's use the example of Tide laundry detergent. Tide often talks of whitening whites. If you purchased Tide and tried it for the very first time on your whites, but the whites ended up gray, would you ever use Tide again? No, most likely not. Now we know that Tide does always keep its promise. So when you use it, you see that your clothes is brighter. Your whites are whiter. When someone tries you, they are sampling. They are deciding whether you were right for them. They are also determining if you are keeping your promise. We learned of your promise during your awareness building work. Now they are testing it. Is what you say true? It's easy to understand trial when we think about products, but what about parishes and ministries? Trial in our faith space is usually someone attending the parish or a ministry event for the very first time. Is their experience at Mass, a ministry meeting, or other event, is that consistent with what they expected? This is where the performance side of the brand comes in that we spoke about a few weeks ago. They are expecting something. Does the performance deliver on the promise? If so, they may try you again. If not, they might just walk away. Your goal when someone tries your parish, your ministry, your school the very first time is to get them to come back. People try and repeat. They must try and try and try again until they cannot imagine not coming to you, not using your ministry, not attending your parish. That is when they've become loyal. Loyalty is not one and done. It is something that is done over and over again with similar results. An easy example, and one that pops up for a lot of parishes as I speak with them, is that they want people to know that they are friendly, that they are a friendly parish. So if someone new shows up at Mass, so they know you're available, they're aware of you, and now they're trying you. They show up at Mass, but this time this person happens to sit next to the parish curmudgeon, who will not even acknowledge them at the handshake of peace. Will this new person think of the parish as friendly? No. Their trial suggests that the parish is not friendly, and they may not try again. In marketing, we often use promotional programs to stimulate trial. There may be an extra discount as an incentive to try, or a card punch you may have used. If you come enough times, you start to get something free, or a special discount. That is all designed to encourage you to try and try again, to keep trying whatever the product or the service is. For parishes and ministry, some of the programs that we have are things like new member coffees or bring a friend to an event. Those are all designed to help stimulate trial with new people. Let's think about COVID again, as we have the past several days. Even as we see that your parish, your ministry is available, that you're creating awareness and people know when you're available and that they can return. Even as we see the regulations lifted and more people able to attend, consider that you are still asking them to try you all over again. They knew what their parish or the ministry was like before COVID, before everything happened, but things have changed and they know that too. So in their minds, they are having to try you all over again. What is the same? What is different, they may ask? What rules are in place? All of these are things that will experience or influence the experience they have of your parish or your ministry. Just remember that you want their experience to be consistent with the brand promise you made, so that they will try you again and again. As we saw in this verse from Psalms, you want them to keep trying you, to keep coming back continually, forever and ever. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, have you seen people try your parish or ministry and not return? What can you learn from that? Thank you, everyone. We look forward to seeing you at our next podcast.
We thank you for being here and are glad you listened in today. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the Marketing God Podcast. And don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. Also, please let us know what you think by sending us comments. If you are looking for even more insights, we invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group that is designed so we can share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. If you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.